crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, there's so many angles to this, but clearly Trump is in serious mental decline. President Trump is slurring his words, babbling, repeating himself in press conferences like 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And I'm not giving him a pass. I'm giving my analysis of what's happening. It started about 8 months ago. He got rid of Elon Musk. Things started going sideways. He wanted to fire Tulsi Gabbard last week because she told him, don't do this war. Until folks I talked to convinced him not to. And you notice that they had a deadline of 8 o'clock tonight. And then Israel and the U.S. started hitting the bridges, the railways, and Karg Island at about 7 a.m. Eastern today. 12, 13 hours ahead of the deadline, which is why the Iranians cut off communications. And you notice Israel hit first today, just like they did 38 days ago. So Israel is truly in control of our foreign policy. Trump is a lightweight when it comes to military issues. He says, I don't care about the Strait. Let Europe and the Muslims go get it back, the Arabs. Then he's like, open the effing Strait. I'm going to annihilate your whole civilization, never to be brought back again. The definition of genocide. He's announced 23 times that we've had victory. He said again today, we have regime change. We won. This is the worst message to send to the world. This isn't unpredictability on purpose. This is someone out of their minds. And then he gives the very definition of genocide, to destroy a whole culture or people. That is the Webster definition, as I showed you last hour. The deliberate and systematic destruction of a racial, political, or cultural group. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And then they start hitting the targets 13 hours before the deadline. And so, of course, the Iranians say, we're not talking to you anymore. And now they have their own citizens showing up at the bridges and the power plants all over the country ready to die. And our media calls them scum for their courage. Israel has had the deputy minister Netanyahu, who's even worse, say we might use nukes or neutron bombs, which I told you a month ago, neutron bombs, which we know they've got, which don't destroy the infrastructure, but kill the people. They're now bombing whole neighborhoods in Lebanon, in Iran, just like Gaza. This is genocide. And now Israel took 2+ years to absorb Gaza and still hasn't totally done it. Now that's like trying to eat a 10-ounce steak. Iran is an elephant. But if they were in the middle of nowhere, maybe we could do it, even if we're evil. Morally, it's wrong. But the Strait of Hormuz has been closed for almost a month. You can't take it back. The Navy won't go in there. They know it's a trap. Even Trump 2 days ago, oh, God, they can stop anything. We have been put in a trap. How do we get out of this? And then Trump is told by speechwriters, he's reading off a teleprompter, the definition of war crime, the definition of genocide. And Larry Fink's so happy. The Great Reset's here. The American recovery is an example to kill nationalism worldwide. And they can, the elephant analogy, take out the lead elephant trying to be sovereign again with our incredible victory against globalists getting reelected. They turned that around and got victory in the jaws of defeat. And now they think they can discredit any other nationalist movement against them. This is the return to the globalists. Trump totally set up, out of his mind, a giant baby who doesn't want to hear any other countervailing ideas, but privately admits he got set up and told Mark Levin last week, you're a bad person. I shouldn't have listened to you, but you kissed my ass, so I did. It's cuckoo town. So we're going to take a few calls for Victor Boot, Russian military officer and then paramilitary operator, kind of the Russian Eric Prince. And then businessman and a major elected leader in Russia, real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T, on X. Just launched that last week. He's a Russian businessman who was arrested by the DEA sting operation in Bangkok in 2008. Spent 10 years in a U.S. gulag. He was illegally transferred to New York City Metropolitan Correctional Facility in November 2010. Went on trial. Was sentenced 25 years in prison. Spent 10 years in infamous CMU unit, the United States Penitentiary, Marion, where he learned about me listening to me on AM radio. In December 2022, he was exchanged for a prisoner swap with Brittany Griner. He is now a deputy of, always pronounce this wrong, Olyavska region legislature and member of the High Council of the LDPR party, Real Victor Boot on X. So, Victor, I'm going to try to shut up, so don't stop or I'll interrupt you on, because I don't know where to go with you on this. There's so much, but my God, what a nightmare. What a danger. They're talking about using nuclear weapons. I know they're talking about that. Just this is the madness of King George the Third. This is King Lear. Where do you want to start, Victor Boot? Thanks for joining us.
Well, hi, you're absolutely right. It's a complete nightmare. And how to get out? The problem is, if it would be only a nightmare which affects Trump or White House, who cares? But now the consequences are literally going to touch everybody in this planet. And the situation every day is starting to be worse and worse. You know, the small lie will lead to bigger lie. And then, you know, nobody knows where the truth, where the lie, because all these statements, especially of the Trump, especially if he's flip-flopping on these deadlines, not able to listen at least to those professional or let even the diplomacy to take its time. It's really, as you said, you know, White House was hijacked by the, you know, eventually Benny Netanyahu, who runs it. He calls the shots. And, you know, the Trump now in a position like, you know, the old man in the house who cannot anymore say anything to nobody. He depends on everybody. Eventually, they've got something on him. He cannot admit it. He cannot come to his waters and say, hey, guys, this is a situation. I was lied to, you know, or whatever. Admit. And then at least it's opened some door. How you going to negotiate the exit out of this? But every day it's leading to the more destruction, to more death. Not only a destruction in Iran, it's a destruction in the Persian Gulf.
All right, Victor. Victor, your Zoom broke over a minute. You said destruction, Persian Gulf. Continue.
Yeah. I said that, look, he brings destruction not only to people to Iran, but also to the people, innocent people, kids into the Gulf. Saudi Arabia, Iraq, including Lebanon, and also the Israel itself. So all those victims in all these countries have one thing in common. I think it's, you know, because the Trump didn't really calculate consequences of his decisions. And this is where we are now. And situation is getting every day more and more dangerous, as you said. They run out of all, basically, aces in their hands. They have no cards to play anymore. And only one Trump card they've got, this is actually a nuclear bomb. And if this goes, then, you know, I don't know. I can't really tell whether you're...
By the way, you're a soldier and military strategist. You're a soldier, military strategist, and also successful business. You have all the bases covered. Explain to people the threat escalation letter. You were on last week saying next is nuclear bomb. This is escalation. People understand why that is because they're not militarily trained on threat escalation. This is the only next move. And so people need to understand why you said that and why it's now coming true. People don't understand that.
Well, it's very simple. Look, if you are a politician who taking decision, who are giving orders to your military for operation, and they, accordingly constitution, accordingly all the statutes, must and obliged to follow these orders. So if you give them the orders, you know, for instance, okay, we do this, and it doesn't go accordingly the plan or never achieve the targets you tell them, and then, you know, what you have. He cannot now admit that, look, we never achieve the initial goals. Now Hormuz Strait was closed before it was open, you know. So who is really winning in this situation? It's definitely not the Trump with his idea, not the Israel. Yes, they're doing a lot of damages to Iran. Yes, they destroyed a lot of the production centers, you know, energy, oil infrastructure. But can they really make such a blow to Iran that Iran, you know, surrender? No. And more it goes, more Iranian people are united, the more they will resist. And this would be impossible to Trump by military means to achieve any victory in Iran.
And we know Israel told him, it's come out, to kill the mullah when anybody could tell him that would make them stronger. Now blowing up their bridges, their infrastructure, they're getting totally unified. Basically, and so they're having a Pyrrhic victory here. And Trump's like, open the effing strait. What you're saying is the tendency is by empires, when they're failing, to double down, which he's now doing. And the only doubling down now will be nuclear weapons.
Correct. And this exactly double down every time are bringing us to the age where the only option would be left for Pentagon generals to come to Trump with the plans. Oh, we need to nuke them. And look, Mark Levin already in Sunday show said, well, you know, we lost so many people in, World War II during these battles. And now to prevent more Americans to die, we need to use the nuclear bomb, which they did in Japan and Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So we now exactly on the same pattern coming very close. That, believe me, with the temper and character of the Trump, he will not think twice. He will just give order, without thinking any second extra. Yes, go and bomb them. So then, eventually we can't just see that another, nuclear bomb would be exploded over the megapolis like Tehran. Or think of these consequences, the contamination, radiation. It makes entire Middle East unlivable for many, many years.
It's an unspeakable war crime, and as you predicted, war crime, the next steps, people that study this, it's logical. How do we know this? Why? As soon as nukes are talked about being used, which is being done, Israel's the deputy head, who's even worse than Netanyahu, was on TV 2 days ago saying, we got nukes, we got neutron bombs, and they're all giddy about it. And then Zelensky wants a nuke, so the next move will be give Zelensky a nuke, and then Russia responds and says, fine, we'll go ahead and hit you first. This is how this works. When you line up against Russia Correct. With a bunch of high-velocity missiles that can carry nukes, that's why Putin said last year, he said, listen, you're firing a few of these of a day, but if we see a big aeronautical attack, we have to think it's a sneak attack to hit our missile bases, we're going to have to hit you, don't do it. And people go, oh, God, Putin's threatening us. No, if people put a bunch of nukes on our border, we would do something more. This is insane. No one ever did this before because they'd war-gamed it. This is crazy.
Correct. You're absolutely right. Any war games telling that, look, if you start this escalation beyond that line, there is no way to get out, no way to stop it. And this is a problem now. And looks like the generals around the
Trump... As you said last week, you said we're about to cross the line. Have we crossed it?
Look, we're very close to it. I guess we just couple, half an inch to cross it. And it all depends what decision Trump will do tonight. If he's going to give them, destroy... make sure that there is all Iranian civilization are destroyed. It's the only way you can do it with the geography of Iran, with all mountainous ranges. There's no way that the tomahawks or the bombers or whatever can destroy it in 48 hours. It's only one thing possible is to use nukes. And believe me, that's why I'm telling we are on this edge of this red line.
And, now, by the way, that's what all the military war planners, even pro-war, said, oh, my God, he's threatening nukes. When he says... total civilizational destruction in one day, that's only nuclear weapons.
Correct. And now he started to protect the protesters in Iran. And now he's trying to destroy, including those protesters whom he's telling, I'm bringing you liberation. You will be freed by me. What kind of madness is this?
Well, I'm not in tune. I don't know what's going on in Russia, but if I was the Russians or anybody else, I would have the DEFCON right at the next to the last level. I would imagine the Russians are at maximum alert right now.
Correct, because what you can do, because you have not only one unpredictable, unstable person, but you have double of them, and you don't know who is there, putting more pressure on each other. Because if you have Bibi and you have Trump, God save us. I don't know how you can handle the both of them, because if those people don't give any F about their own nation, if Bibi decide that he can let entire Israel, entire, infrastructure of Israel destroyed with no reason, what was the reason for Israelis to start this war with Iran? Till now, I can't really figure out. Did Iran really threaten the Israeli existence? Yes, they were not admitting that Israel, you know, and never admit their right to exist. But look, one thing what they are claiming, another thing what really they did. And I never found something which is Iran represent really existential threat to the
Iran only responded
Israeli
to attacks.
State.
Yeah, absolutely. So Israel's its main threat. And you hit it on the head. Israel has a lot of nuclear weapons, ICBMs, medium-range submarines, cruise missiles. And now he's talking about using nukes. You hit it on the head. My sources, I mean, high level, I talked to you today and yesterday, they said they're concerned Israel will hit with the nukes first.
Yeah, well, it depends if they see if Trump start, you know, backing off and trying to, you know, find any exit, at least to hold on, you know, or at least to take point to reflect where he is. Then Israeli to push him further will strike first, you know, and blame it like they did on United States. And then, you know, immediately we have situation when then the British will immediately use this opportunity to let, you know, Ukrainians try to also use the nukes against Russia. But
of
course,
called
Russia
for.
We will not let that happen. We have to strike first. If we see any sign that the Britain start moving it to Ukraine, we have to strike against Britain. We have to strike against all the bases in the Europe. We have to demolish the entire logistics in Poland, in the Romania. And definitely, if before... Sorry, there is was a understanding that Russian leadership never give the order to physically eliminate Zelensky and everybody around him. I guess this would be right time to do so.
That's right. Because in war doctrine, if anybody does this to the U.S., we have standard doctrine, we would already hit them. And I don't want this to happen, folks, but Russia's already told the U.K., we know you're behind the Northern Group, and we are on the verge of total nuclear war. That is how this works. I cannot, this is not rhetoric, this is not hype, this is total danger, and Trump has no understanding of how it's all interconnected. He has no idea that Iran's even connected to Russia. He has no idea what this is, what is going on, and you have literal megalomaniac, psychotic Netanyahu that is doing this. What's the way out, Victor Boot? What should we do? What should Americans do? What should Russians do? What should Iranians do? What should Israelis do right now?
Well, first thing, look, what's going on? Some small facts. Ukrainians, for the past time, trying hard to destroy, actually, the oil infrastructure, which pumping the oil from consortium of the Kazakhstan to the Black Sea, which is this international consortium, partly also owned by the Shell, American company. And they already trying to hit it forth and thieves' time, trying to destroy.
Yeah, let's explain that. They're cutting off Europe's oil while threatening to kill Viktor Orban, Zelensky.
Correct.
Is. So they are teaming up now at the same time with BlackRock while the strait is shut down to intensify the crisis.
Correct, to intensify. But this, look, this is American interest. And Russia keeping its agreements, which allowing all this transit through. And actually, by the way, Russia never chased out American company out of the Russia. You know, many of them remain, but many of them been forced under the woke policies to leave the Russian, you know, business. But this is a one side of it. But another side, the Zelensky basically did by his, you know, put his hand in this jar and meddling into the Hungary election.
Yeah, so why
which
is he hitting European
this,
oil connections to Russia, and why is he threatening to kill Orban?
Well, because look, Orban is only one who blocking that the UE supposed to give to Ukraine $90 billion as assistant because he is a broke. And without this $90 billion, you know, they run out of money by end of this month. And this why he's so desperate to do something because he thinks physically, if Orban lose the election, a new leader would be pro-European, pro-globalist, and let them, you know, have everything the Zelensky want. And now Zelensky, like Bibi Netanyahu in the White House, basically now calling shots in the European Union. And this is the funny part. He's not even a member of the European Union. So how to get out of this? I guess, you know, I would be not surprised that sooner or later, the only way to stop the globalists, of course, if the Trump will admit and get back to the right side, or, you know, of the, or not for the dark side, but for the side of light, you know, eventually join
well,
the effort.
Well, that is the good news, is that Trump is erratic, but you can get him back. He could.
Well, it depends what kind of dirt they've got on him, because it's difficult to explain unless you really can, coerce the Trump, show some evidence or threaten him with some exposure that he has under duress, you know, act like that. There is no other logical explanation.
I agree. So you think that's the Epstein stuff?
Correct. And that's why eventually, because look, nobody now talks about Epstein files and this Epstein coalition now trying to destroy everything, including the physical existence of this evidence.
No, eventually, we have an Epstein-Israeli coup, and we know that Epstein was Mossad. And I think that the evidence is overwhelming. Not even Trump's involved, but his circle, Ludnick, he's doing this to protect that change of subject. Total insanity.
Well, you're absolutely right. But, you know, the only solution is either he calls the Putin and said, hey, how I can get out of this situation. But he need to be honest, admit, and stop playing with the destinies of so many people on this planet, with so many, you know, children who be dying because result of his action.
We're going to break in 2 minutes. We'll come back and get more into larger issues that connect to this, but just on the genocide issue alone, Trump says, I will genocide your entire country, which is an open war crime. Even say you'll do it when you have the weapons. This is terrorism. This is do what I want or I'll destroy your whole country. I cannot believe it, he's obviously being advised to say this. These people are setting him up.
That's absolutely right. Because, look, there is not any more logic left. It looks so absurd. You know, it's a creep show, basically. Because every time they're saying something, it makes no sense with what they said like just 5 minutes before. And all these, you know, circus which going on, you know, I don't know. I know that Trump was a big fan of the wrestling or whatever, you know, but right now it's beyond all the pale lines, you know. It's went into the stratosphere. It's went to the space with this, you know. It's on steroids. I don't know which kind of the new generation steroids you need to use to get to this level. It's really insanity in the best form.
Well, the good news is, I talk to people on the ground and I see it. 90% of prominent Trump supporters are done. And he's trying to say we're idiots. Tucker's an idiot, low IQ, no Trump. You have cars in it and you are out of your mind. And to defend J.D. Vance behind the scenes, I tell people in the academies, he's been telling Trump no. That's why he's being sidelined. He's over there, you know, with Viktor Orban right now. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.